Self-Evident is a podcast that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hail and well met, everyone. It's Jenna, and today I get to introduce you to this special edition of Self-Evident. So back in March, Self-Evident's Kenna Rose presented an encouraging report on Generation Z at the Illinois Family Institute Worldview Conference. This year's theme at the Worldview Conference was the high calling of biblical marriage and family, and she had some encouraging statistics to share with us about what our generation says about marriage and family. Our generation actually wants to get married, and if you don't believe it, then just listen to Kenna's report on it.
Millie Bobby Brown, who is the star of the hit TV show Stranger Things, is married. So is Brett Cooper, who, as many of you know, is a conservative commentator. Gavin Casaleño, who is the star of the TV show The Summer I Turned Pretty, and Isabel Brown, another commentator. The infamous Mr. Beast is engaged. If you scroll through Instagram or TikTok, your feed might just be inundated with influencers boasting about marriage or getting engaged. And now, hold on, wait a minute. I know, with the exception of Brett Cooper and Isabel Brown, these are all Hollywood celebrities. And as conservatives, we are staunchly opposed to Hollywood as a matter of form. But this is kind of important. These celebrities are all members of Generation Z, and they highlight kind of a neat point. Gen Z is getting married, or at least it's starting to look that way. There's not too much data on Zoomers, as Gen Z is known, and marriage, because the oldest members of Gen Z are about 28 and the youngest are around 15. Like other generations, you have the more conservative contingent who truly believe what the Bible says about marriage and follow more traditional roles, and the more liberal contingent who aren't really sure what marriage is or if there's supposed to be a certain number of people in a marriage. However, it does kind of look like Generation Z is changing cultural opinion on this. Newsweek released an article earlier this year titled, "Could Gen Z Change Sinking Marriage Rates?" The article opens with, "Gen Z might be gearing up to change record low marriage rates in the United States if their views on serious relationships have anything to say." Fortune reported that Gen Zers are far less likely to have one-night stands than millennials 20 years ago, and they're far more open to the idea of marriage. Michael Knowles reported that Gen Z is not just more open to marriage than millennials, we're more open to marriage than Generation X. And there are many reasons for this, and I don't know about you guys, but I tend to find them kind of encouraging. First, Gen Z is trending conservative, or at least the men are. The New York Times published an article titled, "When Your Son Goes MAGA," and it was actually kind of funny to read. It was hilarious because it was written as the, "Oh no, your son is conservative. Woe is thee, thou bad parent. Let me help." It was funny. One of the more interesting ideas from the article, though, is how young men are feeling validated in conservative circles because they've gotten really sick of a narrative that paints them as the evil problems of the world. And they're excited about a worldview that kind of seems to line up with what they feel they were created to do. Protect, provide, and procreate, as Nancy Piercy summed up so wonderfully at last year's Worldview Conference, and you can listen to that on YouTube if you so desire. In an article by Albert Mohler published at World News called "Liberal Parents, Conservative Sons," he said, "They want to be husbands. They want to be fathers. They want to work. They want to go to church. They want to commit themselves to a bold theology. They want to fulfill a courageous male role, and they want to reinforce each other as brothers." Mohler quoted another New York Times article that said, "For the first time in modern American history, young men are now more religious than their female peers." Unfortunately, young women still do tend to lean more left. Even so, Generation Z, who is wildly talked about as being the most inclusive in how they form relationships, is one of the reasons Trump was elected president. Many people are actually wondering if Gen Z is going to end up shifting culture more conservative. Another reason Gen Z is getting married is because we've seen the hopelessness of the ideologies of this age. Gen Z is kind of sick of secular humanism, the feministic push, and the foundationless way culture operates. COVID really did a huge number on Gen Z, just with the lockdowns and the political chaos. It really affected my generation. They're lonely. They want to find meaning somewhere. But social media, interestingly, has played an encouraging role in some of this shift. John Dyer, who is a theologian I don't always agree with, but he has a really good book on technology called From the Garden to the City. And he says, technology is an amplifier, and social media has amplified the outcome of these ideologies in a very visible, tangible way. Gen Z can see the outcome of these worldviews. And Gen Z is smart. almost cynically so, we can see how devaluing marriage worked for the generation above us. If millennials rejected marriage because too many saw bad marriages in their homes, as the argument goes, then Gen Z is getting married because we saw how well that worked out, and we like what marriage is supposed to stand for. Gen Z is also sick of how sexualized everything is. One of the major ways this has manifested is on Gen Z's TV preferences. Gen Z wants to see less sex on screen. Michael Knowles reports that only 23% of Gen Z say their friends commonly have one-night stands. And this is down from the 78% of millennials that said their friends commonly had one-night stands 20 years ago. Guys, 23% of Gen Z versus 78% of millennials. That's almost a 70% decrease. And for those of you who like actual numbers, that's like 69.23. And I really do think this is because Gen Z can see how these ideologies have played out. In part because everything is amplified on social media, and it hasn't been pretty. My generation wants companionship, and we want to have the serious discussions. This is incredibly exciting, and it presents both an opportunity and a caution. Gen Z may be abandoning liberal ideology, but that doesn't automatically mean they're turning towards Christian conservatism. And secular conservatism can be just as dangerous as liberalism because neither of them are grounded in Christ. A major example of this is Andrew Tate, a genuine example of toxic masculinity and misogyny, and I mean it in the way those words are supposed to be meant. He's currently under investigation and facing trial for allegations of rape and trafficking. And a more recent tweet from him declared that women are sex workers because they want to get married and be mothers and have a husband that supports them. He tends to attract young men because his rhetoric is the opposite of the man-hating rhetoric media spews. Rather than declaring men are the problem, he says women are the problem. And this is really attractive to a generation that's grown up hearing how awful they are. Another example of secular conservatism is the tradwife trend. This was a social media trend, and is a social media trend, where women would post videos or pictures showcasing their traditional life. On the surface, it does genuinely look like a celebration of traditional marriage. But if you dig a little deeper into it, you can see it's pretty much just an aesthetic that can make motherhood and marriage idols and set unrealistic expectations for women. Instead of glorifying the way God created marriage to work, the tradwife trend sets up unattainable goals that cause young women to feel like failures if they miss them. And Ali Beth Stuckey, who's done some wonderful deep dives into this trend, points out that it tends to give men total power over their wives. Not as a head of the household, expected to love her like Christ would and include her in discussions as one man and one woman, unified, but as a dictator who expects her to sit quiet and do as she's told, even in things such as how much she's allowed to weigh. And that is part of the trend. You can see reels and videos on it. See, my generation is reacting to the liberal ideologies that have permeated culture and rejecting them. We can see they don't work and lead to emptiness. But that doesn't automatically mean Gen Z is turning to Christ. My generation also sees scandals in the church, hypocrisy from believers, and fighting among Christians. And that also gets amplified over social media. That doesn't mean Gen Z is completely closed off from Christ. Quite the opposite. Asbury is not the only college campus where revival has broken out and students are giving their lives to Christ. It just means Zoomers are wary of the church. The Christian Post reported on a Barna Institute study that found more than half of American teens are open to learning about Jesus and other faiths. Gen Z is searching. The best answer we can give them is Christ. My generation is immensely interested in foundational apologetics and worldview issues because we grew up in a culture steeped in those debates. They're the conversation of the day. Things like, who am I? Why am I here? Does this world have a purpose? Do I have a purpose? What is up with these competing ideologies? They're affecting our everyday lives. So, that was a lot of information, and to be honest, I probably could have gone longer, but I don't really want to be kicked off stage. So, what do we do with this information? For my older brothers and sisters in Christ, build genuine relationships with Gen Z. If you try to act younger or different to seem cool or more relatable to younger generations, I promise you they will see through it. Be genuine. Be willing to have the deep conversations with my generation. They're searching, and they want answers. But they also want to feel listened to. So hear what they're saying and respond to that. For brothers and sisters in my generation, stand firm in what you believe. This might sound crazy, but be intentional by asking the people you frequently come into contact with genuine questions about their day. Showing we care shows how we belong to Christ by showcasing the love of Christ. And who knows, it might bring you some of those friendships you are desperately longing for. Continue to have conversations about the deeper things. And remember that members of our generation who are in the LGBTQ lifestyle are usually hurting, lonely, have experienced some form of genuine trauma, not the social media kind of trauma, and don't know what to do with the pain. And the world has told them they're not fearfully and wonderfully made, and this is the way they're supposed to be able to feel better and fix that thing that God didn't do right. And for everyone, this is going to sound so cliche, but pray for Generation Z, genuinely. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working, and Gen Z needs prayer. One thing we can do that will help my generation see Christ is to live our everyday ordinary lives with purpose and joy. It's attractive to Gen Z when they see something based on a foundation that's working. So, Zoomers are getting married. It's exciting and encouraging and maybe a little bit scary. But for members of a generation that often feel lost, lonely, and confused, it's a really good sign.
Thank you so much for listening to Self Evident. For more information about us, please visit our website at theselfevidentpodcast.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram to stay up to date on our latest projects. Till next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self Evident.